Oh, it is another Bucks Kickoff Podcast on the biggest, baddest, badass website when it comes to Buccaneer news. Nowhere else you want to go, JoeBucksFan.com. I'm Rock Roddy. I take you inside One Buck Place. That's where I am all week. I'm at the press conferences. I'm at the practices. I'm in the locker room. I'm walking around. I'm listening. I'm watching. I'm checking in New Orleans. My sources there. What's going on? Jameis Winston, Dennis Allen, Alvin Kamara's back. Olave, good defense. It's going to be in the Superdome. Chris Godwin put it best. He goes, it's hostile. It is. It's like there's no windows. It's like they locked the door. There's a lot of screaming fans. It's you against them. But you know what? They're up for it. Tristan Wirfs says, oh, it's loud. Well, it was loud in Minnesota. We did a good job with the hand signals, the silent count. We're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this game. I'm looking forward to this podcast. I hope you are too. This one today brought to you by Big Storm. Big Storm Centro Ybor. If you are in that neighborhood, even if you're in the surrounding, the big Tampa Bay area, you want to watch the game with the Hall of Famer, one of the greatest entertainers. He's a columnist. He's a reporter. He is the sage of Tampa Bay sports, and that would be Ira Kaufman. If you haven't watched a game with the sage, he's great. He walks around table to table. Look out, man. If you got some fries, he'll steal one. But always fun to watch, and Sage is going to be at Big Storm Centro Ybor. It's the Big Storm Centro Ybor with plenty. They got plenty of specials. We watched the draft, NFL draft there. It was great. Great atmosphere, great vibe, great food, great specials. What specials do they have? Just go to JoeBucksFan.com. Go to JoeBucksFan.com right now and check out their specials. Big Storm Ybor, they've got the Sunday ticket. Great Wi-Fi. That's another thing, which is beautiful. You're going to be checking your fantasy. You're talking to your friends. You're on social media. You're jawing this and that. This is the Saints and the Bucks. Big Storm, Centro Ybor, Sage, Ira Kaufman's going to be there. The beer, the food, the specials, great vibe. It's where you want to go if you're a Buccaneer fan. All right, what do we got for this one? 1 o'clock. Now, the opening line, it was 3 with the Saints. Hey, man, both teams are 2-1. Jameis Winston, he's going to be out of his mind for this game. You know he is. And a lot of times when he is hyped up in the early going, his passes are high. You know, that happens when you're amped up. He was the first overall pick. You remember it. 2015 NFL draft. It's in the Caesars Superdome. It's going to be loud. Those fans are going to be jacked up. He's got a lot of weapons, starting with the young wide receiver, one of the best in the game, Chris Olave. He still has Michael Thomas, and he's got the kid that is so damn fast, Rashid Shaheed. Alvin Kamara. Oh, my God, he's back. Yeah. He finished a 3-game suspension. He was in the building this week. He was going through all the reps. He's back. Now, Dennis Allen, their head coach, said that they made corrections. Derek Carr, forget about it. He's week to week. He had a sprain of the AC joint. It's in the throwing shoulder. That happened on the 3rd sack of the game last week. Here's the deal. Carr was sacked 11 times. He has been sacked 11 times in a less than 11 quarters. It's been a problem. And I don't understand it. They've got talent on that line, but it has been a problem. Dennis Allen was saying that it's hard to get the ball out quick when you are in 3rd and long. It's a big thing. Those first two, 1st down, 2nd down, Saints have not been good at that. Both defenses are very good. Both defenses have been good in their last 3 meetings. The winners of this matchup, the last 3 times, have scored only 15 points on average. I do not expect this to be a high-scoring affair at all. At all. I think it's going to be tight. Now, I asked Baker Mayfield, because I went in there, and when I went in, and I'll do a segment I do under the rock and what they're saying, and I go behind the scenes, but after what I saw, you know what? I did not think that they were going to get their clocks clean, and they did. I watched that from high atop the press box. The line play, the Eagles were dominating. I didn't think that that was going to happen. It did. So when I went in there, they only had 1 day off, and they were back at it. They sped everything up. And they only had a walkthrough on the first practice back this week. And then we talked to Baker Mayfield. He came in. He was in a great mood. And I even know, I said, like, listen, I know you want to win, your competitor, but why? You're in a pretty good mood here. Is it because it's a short week and you just put that Eagles Monday night game? I know you were pumped up with the Rondé Barber jersey. You told me that week before you were looking forward to having a good game on Monday night on the lights with Rondé being honored at halftime. And you didn't, but you put that back because there was no time. And it's also a long season. It's week number four now. And he's like, it's a combination of all those things. But here's what he said. My attitude, it's a lot of things that we can control. The Eagles are a great team, but there are a lot of things that we can control to get better. When you look at it on tape, we can fix those things. The world is not ending for us. And I asked Canales about what Baker Mayfield said. He says, that's it. If it was like that they had no answers or there was a lot of things, you know, miscommunication, they didn't start fast, they're missing a pass here, they're missing a catch here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it is fixable. That's what Baker Mayfield feels like after that game, okay? Saints running, the last meeting, so I was like, okay, let me just see. The last meeting, it was at Ray J. It was late last season, if you remember, December 5th. Bucks came back. They were down by 13. They won 17-16. But it was Brady that led them on a 91-yard touchdown drive. Can Baker Mayfield do that? That's what I want to see. When they're down, can they get down and can they convert? Can they convert in the red zone? That's the thing. The Bucks only 174 yards on offense last week. If I went back and I was looking at Baker Mayfield's numbers, like, this is Mayfield. He doesn't throw for 500 yards. It's not a gunslinger mentality. He's not been turning it over. He had the one turnover, but that was it in the three games. His first and only interception of the season did come last week. Now, the Bucks, they were, like I said, man, it starts in the trenches, and they were dominated at the line of scrimmage. They could not run. They couldn't. And there were no holes for Rashad White. I know one of the Joes, Lee, he is so over Rashad White. But White can't dance, and he can't wait. Sometimes you cannot wait for a hole. This all happens fast at this level. And when you got an Eagles defensive front that's like that, there's no hole. They're coming at you quick, man. You know, and you know what? From what I was told, he was told about that. And if you watched and listened to Canales is so positive. He loves everybody. But he was even saying there are some times where you can't dance. You know, I'm paraphrasing here. Sometimes you got to hit it. You got to try to get that yard or two. You know, you got to. And we had requested he didn't want to talk on Thursday, Rashad White. You know, so, and he's been frustrated and this and that. So that's the deal. All right, Canales and Mayfield did point. Now it wasn't all horrible. They both pointed to that 75-yard touchdown drive where they went fast. They went up-tempo. They got to within two scores. And there was less than 10 minutes left to go in that game, but they just could not do anything. They just could not after that. Mayfield said, got to start faster. We have to be more aggressive. Red zone, can't just keep going down. You know, when you were watching that game, you're like, they can't keep giving up these TDs, man. They can't keep going for the field goals. You got to, you know, you got to be able to score. Now, when Wirfs told us, he was like, look, we're showing that we can get down there. We have to now, when it gets tight, we got to be able to score touchdowns. I don't know about you, but oh my God, with that one loss and the one game where Mayfield was not good, I got crushed on social media. My feed was, oh my God, where are these Mayfield? There's a lot of Mayfield haters. Oh, whoa, were you hearing the T word, Trask, and the whisper? No, there was no whispering of Kyle Trask. is it Gator fans? Is it fans waiting for Mayfield to just suck it up? But so look, here you go. Baker Mayfield right now on this Bucks Kickoff podcast against the Saints. Okay. Baker Mayfield is one of just six quarterbacks in all of the NFL that has thrown for four or more touchdowns and one or fewer interceptions. And that is including last week's Monday night fiasco. Okay? So he is not playing that bad. Now, let's see what happens in this one. All right, let me, before I get into my under the rock and give you kind of exclusive stuff here on Joe Bucks Fan, because I am watching, I am listening, I am talking to people, I am inside those walls. Let's go back just very briefly. Maybe a lot of you didn't see that Packers-Saints game. They had it on locally here in Tampa Bay. I was locked in. But anyway, the Packers put up 18 points in the last 11. The Saints had been favored by three. The Saints were up 17-0 in the fourth quarter. Now, Derek Carr went out. He was hit, injured the shoulder. Rashawn Gary, it was one of his three sacks. Quarterback Jameis Winston, okay? Jameis Winston, two completions to Olave, but he got him down there. I will tell you this. He did do a nice job. Yes, he did on that final drive. And then Blake Groupie, the 46-yard field goal, and it was wide right. But the Saints, Derek Carr, 8-yard touchdown pass to Jimmy Graham. This kid is so stinking fast. Oh, my God. Weapon. Look out. Rashid Shaheed. He takes his punt return 76 yards to the house. Then they hit the field goal. So the Saints were up 17-0. Afterwards, I was listening and watching the post game, and Honey Badger was like, look, it hurts worse than if you lose by 30. You know, we were in control of that game. This is Honey Badger. It is frustrating. It is humbling. I would have rather lost by 30. We were in control and we blew it. The Packers were only the third team in 30 years in the NFL being down 17-0 through three quarters to win. And Green Bay was missing five key players. Jordan Love, 8-yard touchdown pass, corner of the end zone, up 2:56 left, and boom, and that's when Jameis had to bring him down. He did, and then, of course, Groupie could not hit that field goal. All right, the Bucks, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, one touchdown pass, one TD run, game-ending drive, that went more than 9 minutes. That was it right there. If there was ever a chance, they just controlled it. The Bucks never got that ball back. It was close at the end of the first half, and then Hurts had that 34-yard touchdown pass, and then the Eagles went up 13-3 at the half. It looked like it was worse than 13-3. Early second half, they go down. They had that 1-yard quarterback sneak. Eagles are up by 17. Boom. Bucks are down 25-3. Finally, and this is what Canales was talking about, and this is what Mayfield was talking about. They were like, that's what we got to do more of. Well, then do it. It was up-tempo. They were moving it. Mayfield, the 1-yard touchdown pass to Mike Evans. They went for the 2-point conversion. They made it. They were down by 14. It was 9:22 to go. Eagles held it the rest of the way. Hurts was 4 of 5. He ran for a first down. Buccaneers, concerning to me, Buccaneers run defense gave up 201 yards rushing. DeAndre Swift is a stud. There's no doubt about that. Come on, man. The Buccaneers defense, that was going to be the thing that they wanted to, get back to being very, very good against the run. They were not. DeAndre Swift, 16 carries, and he went for 130. The D allowed Hurts to throw for 277. But you know what? They also, again, they had two picks. All right. What was the vibe inside One Buck this week? Okay. I was surprised. It was a pretty good. They were really not down at all because you know why? It's early in the season. It really is. And they, all of them that we were talking to, you could see their eyes get big when they were talking about the Saints rivalry. The Buccaneers consider This is their rivalry more than the Falcons game and more than the Panthers. Now, the Saints, and I'll tell you about what they were saying, they're just the opposite. At least that's what they're saying in the Saints locker room. Baker Mayfield was in a good mood. He said all of the things that I asked him about. Short week, no time to reflect, long season, 2-1. And again, Baker Mayfield said, looking at the tape, it's all correctable, okay? Mayfield and Godwin echoed what Mayfield said. He said, we have got to start faster on offense. The D was out there too long. I think the Buccaneer defense was out there like 80 plays. You can't win like that. I don't care if you have the Ravens defense, the Buccaneers defense, the old Chicago defense. You got them out 80 plays and they're going to wear down. You know, so you got to start faster on offense. They did a good job against the Minnesota Vikings up in that atmosphere up there, which is very, very loud with the skull. And like, again, Werf said, we worked a lot on the silent count this offseason. We worked a lot of hand signals, the gestures, and we did a good job. So that's not intimidating us. We're actually looking forward to this. That's what Werf said. Todd Bowles, it's game to game. You know, nothing really new came out of that one. The one thing that he did say that kind of surprised me, he was like, guy, you know, because he was asked about the offensive play calling, you know, running it when you're right there on like the 1 yard line, running it too much, you know, when you're behind. You got Godwin, you got, you know, Mike Evans. These are two of the best receivers in the game. Why don't you use your best guys? Blah, blah, blah. And you know what he said? He goes, guys, I'm not an offensive coordinator. Do I know offenses? Yes. Do I know defenses? Yes. But I'm a defensive coordinator. And I let the offensive coordinator call the plays and run the show. This is Canales. Now, from what I was told, like, you know, he's told Canales exactly what he wants. He wants him to be more aggressive. He does want him to run the ball more this year, not give up on it like Leftwich did last year. But he wants to be aggressive, okay? And it's up to you, Canales. And that's what he said. We were surprised. Like, who's calling the shots? He's like, I don't get in there. It's Canales. I hired him, and there you go. I don't interfere. So that was what he had to say. All right, some more under the rock when I'm inside One Buck Place. Wednesday was just a walkthrough, all right? They were kind of sore. These players are human after a hard game, and it's a late game on Monday night. You need some time. But when we came out on Thursday, it still was a low-key practice. Like a lot, it wasn't all position groups. They had special teams. They had the offensive linemen over to the right, and then they were on sleds. You had Mayfield, Trask, and Wolford that were throwing all the arm. You know, everybody seems fine. But it was still kind of low key. They want to make sure that they are fully with the short week to be rested and ready to go. I know it's a short travel to New Orleans, but they want to be at their best. So it was kind of a low-key practice. But when we got in the locker room on Thursday, what a difference. What a difference compared to Wednesday to Thursday. Totally upbeat. Music is blasting. Yaya Diaby is over there with that big old speaker that he's got. They're singing. They're dancing. They got the three chess. They actually brought in a woman to teach them chess this offseason. Thought it would be a team bonding. A lot of the guys have gotten into it. And then still the one card game that's going on. It's all the big money guys. You know, it's Evans, it's White, it's Ryan Jensen, Vita, you know, those guys down there. But and when I got to practice on Thursday, was it one of the days anyway, when they're doing like the team's doing the stretching, Ryan Jensen is there every day. Ryan Jensen is out there at practice. That tells you something about Ryan Jensen. He talks to Canales for a long time, during the stretching period. And Canales is, I don't know what they're talking about, but I got to tell you what, man, Ryan Jensen is there. He is there to help the linemen. He's there to give any advice that he can. He's around. He's not back home in Colorado or whatever. Here's the other thing. The players going around that locker room, they understand that the Saints are going to be trash-talking. These guys trash-talk more than any other opponent, and they know that. Now, it's easier to say now to not let that get under your skin. It's very easy. But once you get in there, and if you're down, and that Saints crowd is freaking loud as hell, you can really hear it, and they're making all kinds of gestures and giving you the finger and your mom and this and that and all this, and it's pretty hard to just like blow that all off. But you got to, and they're expecting it. And you know what Wirfs told us? He's like, you know who's one of the biggest trash talkers on the Bucs? Baker Mayfield. And Wirfs goes, what happens is Baker Mayfield does the trash talking, and then he leaves us, the linemen, to clean it up. We got to deal with it. Yeah. He's like, I got to talk to him about that. But that's just Baker Mayfield. He's a fiery guy, man, and he gets in the face of the opponents. Wirfs told us that Ryan Griffin, remember him, the wingman for the avocado drinking goat? Ryan Griffin told Wirfs, when Wirfs came in as a rookie, when they played the Saints, go get Mike Evans after every play, because you just got to. Lattimore gets it, he talks into him, he gets him riled up, and Wirfs says that he is going to have his hands full in that regard. See, there's something you don't even realize. You think Tristan Wirfs is just trying to protect the left side for Mayfield, pass block, and he's trying to run block for Rashad White. Well, he's also got his hands full trying to take care of Mayfield for the trash talking he's going to do, and he's got to go get Mike Evans after every play. That's a lot on the left tackle. Let's see. A lot of the players were talking about finishing 3-1. They break it down into quarters. That they going in. They got to. And like I told you, Godwin said, it's like going into a place where there's no windows and they close the doors and they lock them and it's hostile and you got to fight. You got to fight your way out. They also, a couple of the guys, they're being low key, especially Godwin. He's like, I'm a friend with Jameis. We respect Jameis. But I didn't hear anything like last time when Devin White was like, we knew he was going to throw it to us. All right. Let's get back to more of the Saints. Derek Carr in three games, this is facts, has been sacked 11 times. The O-line on the Saints on paper, they've got some high draft picks. These guys are supposed to be talented. And if Bowles is blitzing or they're getting to Jameis, and if they got to start max protecting, then that is going to take away Jameis's weapons. Now, the big thing in New Orleans this week was the defense blew a 17-point lead, and they kept hearing about that. And Dennis Allen said, that cannot happen. It did, but it can't happen again. If you're a good team, I'll give you numbers, because if you just go by number, that's why there's a place for analytics, but it's a game. It's heart. It's who wins, who gets more points, like I'm saying. So I'm going to show you some numbers. The Saints have better numbers team-wise than the Buccaneers, even though both teams are 2-1. But the Bucs haven't blown a 17-point lead. Chris Olave, they're with the core, they're led by Chris Olave, the wide receiver. He is one of the best. But the Saints have been having a lot of 3rd-and-7s and 3rd-and-8s this season. And up until now, they've also tried to run it on 1st and 2nd down. Again, they haven't had Alvin Kamara, and you got Kamara in this game. defensive players in that locker room in the postgame, my God, man, they were down. They said they were embarrassed. We lost this game. Once Carr came out, it was all Jameis. And, you know, Jameis didn't have any reps with the ones. Plus, look, I'm not here to defend Jameis Winston, okay? But I'm going to tell you like it is. Jameis was also not getting any blocking help, and they had no running game. Does that sound familiar, Buccaneer fans? And the offense in three games has not been explosive. And then, of course, their kicker, Groovy, with the 46-yarder, he blew it. And he had to stand at his locker and said and answered every question. So I do tip my hat to you, young man, but he said everything was perfect. There was no excuse. I just blew it. But let's face it, the Saints have not protected well. They have not. All right, time now. Before I tell you about my What Are They Saying segment, let me, if you don't have plans or you like to do last-minute plans, that's me. That's me. Last minute. Why not go to Party with the Sage? Go to, it's a great place to watch a game, and this is a big one. It's Big Storm Centro Ybor with Ira Kaufman from Joe Bucks Fan. Big Storm Centro Ybor has plenty of specials. We love specials. What are the specials? Go to joebucksfan.com. Just go to joebucksfan.com. Click on the Big Storm Centro Ybor. See what they got. Check out their specials. The good thing about Big Storm Ybor, it's a great place to watch games. They've got the Sunday ticket. Their Wi-Fi is extraordinary. Very, very good. The beer is cold. The food is good. They got the specials. It's a great vibe. It is Big Storm Centro Ybor with the one and only, the Sage of Tampa Bay Sports. All right, what are they saying? Saints Cam Jordan. I wonder if they really mean this. And it wasn't only Cam Jordan. In the Bucs locker room, every player was saying, this is our rivalry game. It's tough. It's going to go back and forth. It's a dogfight. It's a rivalry. The Saints, starting with Cam Jordan, on the rivalry, that it's an intense matchup every game. Quote, you all ask me that every time we have a divisional matchup. Is there a rivalry with the Bucks that I don't know about? Our real rivalry is with Atlanta. And that's not really a rivalry. That's Cam Jordan. I'm telling you, man, Bucks aren't saying that. Bucks aren't saying that. Now, Todd Bowles was asked about Taysom Hill and about being that dual threat that he is. Now, I will tell you this. Allen was asked, was there any chance, this was early in the week, I think it was on a Monday, like, is there any chance Taysom Hill would start a quarterback? He ruled that out right away. With Carr being down, he's on, Jameis is going to be our guy. But Todd Bowles and Joe was the one that had a good stat with Taysom Hill, and Joe from Joe Bucks Fan found this out when Todd Bowles was on SiriusXM. This is Todd Bowles talking about Taysom Hill. Quote, he's a good runner. He's a good passer. He's a good blocker. He's a good receiver. He is a little bit of everything. Joe found out the stat. Taysom Hill is averaging 5.7 yards per carry this season. And you know what? That is at his career average. He's good. He's good when he comes in. He's good when he's used right. He is. I'm telling you, man, I'm not here blowing smoke, man. The Saints have some, they have some firepower and weapons. It's a matter of getting to Jameis. Come on. We were talking to Joe Tryon Choyinka. He's not a big talker. That's fine. I don't care. Do your talking on the field. Shaq Barrett, go get him. Get Jameis. You got to fluster him. Now, Jameis Winston is, I know he's being low-key in public, but you know that he is really amped for this one. You know why? He is healthy for this game. Jameis is looking for his, when you really think about it, his first real win against the Bucs. He was knocked out of the game, if you remember. Remember that in 2021? The horse collar tackle from Devin White. White, by the way, got fined by the NFL for that. Winston stayed after, you know, he came out on the crutches. He was celebrating with the win, but it really was Trevor Siemian that got that win, finished as the QB. So, you know, and then in 2022, Winston, who was playing hurt against the Bucs, oh my God, he was under siege. See, that's what's got to happen. He was sacked 6 times and he threw 3 picks. You get him flustered and it's going to happen. The Bucs won that game 20-10. And then Winston was benched a couple of weeks later. The other thing about Jameis is he has a tendency and has, even though with the Saints he's looked a lot better, he holds on to the ball a little bit too long. And you combine that with the Saints so far have not been good in pass pro. But Jameis is healthy, and he does have more weapons at his disposal for this game than he did in the 2 prior times. All right, I'm going to give you some numbers. I know you like the juice. You like the food. You like to eat. You want the numbers. You don't want just the behind the scenes. So here we go, okay? Both teams are 2-1. This is for first in the NFC South. Big game. Big game. Buccaneers. Offense. What are their numbers? Overall. Buccaneers are 25th overall in offense. Bucs are 27th in rushing. Bucs are 20th in passing. Bucs in scoring are tied for 19th. Okay, that's the big one. Scoring. All right, we go to the Saints. Saints offense overall, 20th. The Bucs have been 25th. Saints rushing, 21st. Bucs are 27th. Saints passing, 15th. Bucs are 20th. But in scoring, the Saints are 25th. So put the one check mark, Bucs are better in scoring. Everything else offensively, Saints are better. Let's go defense. Buccaneers overall, 22nd. Buccaneers against the rush, 12th. Bucs against the pass, 12th. Bucs scoring, they're tied. Defensive scoring now, they're tied for 9th. Saints defense overall, 9th. Overall, compared to 22nd. So Bucs Saints defense is 9th. Saints against the rush, 10th. Saints against the pass, 8th. Saints defense and scoring, 6th. Every single one, man. Saints numbers-wise, better so far than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, Baker Mayfield, all you Baker Mayfield haters, and there are more than I thought. One game came out of the woodwork. Here we come with the Trask stuff again. I saw it, a lot of it. So, Baker Mayfield, do you know this? He leads the NFL in third down completion rate, 78%. He leads everybody in the NFL in third down. He's only had one turnover in 3 games. He did start last season for Carolina against the Saints. He threw for 170, 1 touchdown, no picks. Panthers beat the Saints 22-14. Yes, that game was in Charlotte. It wasn't in the Dome. Couple of more the news and notes and matchups that I want to hit you on Bucks kickoff here. Mike Evans, Marshawn Lattimore. Highly entertaining matchup to watch. They are going to go at it and they know it. They've fought each other a couple of times. There's been ejections and there's been suspensions. Yeah, you got to have the passion, but you can't afford to get kicked out. That's where it's got to come down. Evans, I don't care about Lattimore. Evans, Mike Evans, do not let him get your go and get you kicked out of this game. The team needs you. Buccaneers defense, passing defense, Chris Olave, he's averaging over 100 yards first 3 games. Also, can't forget about Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas, he's got at least 5 catches. in his last eight games. I think the X factor for me, yes, we know the Bucks, we know the Saints have a good defense. We know all that. It's going to be loud. I can't hear all that. Is Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara, we haven't seen him at all this year. This is his debut. He was suspended for three games. This is on turf, so he's going to be even faster. He's got 814 scrimmage yards, three touchdowns, the last seven home games that he has played. He is very, very damn good when he's in this Caesars Superdome. And when you break it all down, I'm taking a sip now of my water. But in a little bit, it's going to be a Big Storm Brumosa. And I might be just pounding those bad boys during this game. It's going to be so amped up. Can't do it too early, though. Bucks have won the NFC South the last two seasons. Of course, that was with Brady. And if you look at it, I don't know why Cam Jordan is saying this is not a rivalry. Some of the other players saying, oh, bullshit, Falcons are a rivalry. Look, the Bucks and Saints combined have won the past six NFC South titles. So I tell you what, man, you don't want to go to 2-2. You don't. You want to carry over that momentum that everybody's been feeling. It's so early and nobody has been expecting anything. So nobody is complaining. Nobody is squawking yet. Everything's feeling pretty good. Canales is learning. He is learning on the fly, but they believe in him. Bowles, it hasn't seemed like, you know, he's got to win to stay. His demeanor has stayed the same. I like that consistency. But look, they got their clocks cleaned against the Eagles on Monday night. There was a lot of hype, and it was a big letdown. And I know the Eagles are good. I had one guy hit me up saying, oh, the first win against the Bears doesn't count. Look, I know the Bears suck, but it's the NFL. I think Joe on Joe Bucks Fan had a great line last week. These two teams suck, so it doesn't count. They're going to petition Roger Goodell to take it off the schedule. It's a win. It's the NFL. Look, they're both 2-1 teams, and they both don't like each other. You know? And a lot of the offensive players are saying the demeanor of Baker Mayfield, it might not look like it to you or to your friend that's in your ear that can't stand him, or maybe a Cleveland Browns fan that is just bitter with Baker Mayfield. Maybe it's that, or just a Gator fan that just wants to see him fail so that Trask can get in there. All of that, put all that aside, the players in that locker room told us he has been the same. He might be fiery and all that, and he trash talks, but he's very, very even keel. Even after he misses somebody, he forgets. He's on to the next play. He doesn't really make that bad of a decision. He's in a good spot right here, okay? So, defense, get to Jameis. Kamara's going to get his. Don't let him go wild. I don't know what you got to do with Olave, okay? Because he can go off. And rattle Jameis. Get to Jameis. Make him force, all right? Look, I'm looking forward to it. I am. I can't wait. I got my mimosas from Big Storm chilling right now in my outside garage. And my refrigerator out there is turned up. It's almost like, ooh, it's almost a little bit of ice. So I can't wait. I hope you can too. I thank you. Go to Big Storm Centro Ybor and party with the sage of Tampa Bay sports, Ira Kaufman. I'm Rock Riley. This is JoeBucksFan.com's Big Bucks Kickoff Podcast. And I'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the game, guys.